Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Don't panic.
Padres starting pitcher. I wasn't panicking.
You look like you panicked.
Chris Ello.
That's what Buster Polny considered.
And Matt Scraby.
Such an old guy thing to do. Like, I'm not going to deal with these automated balls and strikes.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwynn and Chris are ready to go.
And welcome into it, everybody. It's finally a Friday, and we welcome you into the Gwynn and Chris program here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello and Frank Marchese's alongside today here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. down there at Petco Park, where tonight there will be fireworks, Tony. Whether or not they happen during the game, we'll have to find out, but we know there will be fireworks after the game tonight as the Padres kick off the second third of the 2025 season against the Pittsburgh Pirates. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Frank, Walt would be proud. He really would.
Oh, yeah, you got to see the shirt, huh?
That's the first time I got to see the shirt.
Yeah.
Walt would definitely be proud.
Like I wore it last night with my brilliant 5D chess move, picking the Pacers,
is that what you were doing,
picking
5D
the Pacers
chess
over the Knicks. I made myself a little bit of a clown with that pick, so I decided I'd
wear your best clown outfit today.
I'd look a little bit like a clown.
So basically, Chris and I shamed you into, you know.
It's a self-imposed punishment. I wouldn't say it's a shaming. It's a self-imposed punishment.
Yes, sure Frank enough. Took endless heat because his favorite team is the Knicks, and he selected
jump
against
ship
them last night.
He jumped ship.
Yes, and he may do it two more times if he thinks it'll work.
Now he's going
to win the series. So
we'll keep your expectations low, so this way you're easily excitable. That's what happens.
Yeah, you do seem pretty fired up over that. And thanks for wearing the shirt. And Tony's referring to Walt Clyde Frazier, who's
the garishly
dressed Knicks announcer. As to where Frank may have gotten that shirt from, the Walt Frazier collection. Anyway, we're here, and guess who else is here, Tony?
Who?
Well, the Pirates. Oh, but that brings to town one of the biggest influencers on Twitter in the sports world, and that would be Paul Skeens's lovely girlfriend, Olivia Dunn. And she's here because she's tweeting about how wonderful San Diego is.
Oh,
and that has all of the Padre fans in an uproar heading into this series thinking that that could mean Paul Skeen someday finds his way to the Padres, because Livy Dunn is pretty excited about being here. So welcome to town, Livy. Hope you have a good weekend. We wish your boyfriend was pitching. We would like to see him pitch here in San Diego, but he's going to miss the series.
I don't know that anybody is upset.
No, I know, right? Yeah,
not pitching. But you know, I get what you mean. Nonetheless, Padres, two winners of the last two series, get a chance to try to win a third. Pirates, I think, are playing a little bit better than they were the last time. The Padres faced them. Listen, I got some news here.
What you got?
Kevin Acey. On Twitter, Michael King has been on anti-inflammatories to help with what is being described as a pinched nerve.
Oh boy.
There remains no timeline, as they need to see how he responds in the next few days. Could be back in a week. Could be out through All-Star break. Ooh. MRI was reviewed by an outside doc. So I think that ultimately... See, everybody's going to hear could be out to the All-Star break. And
right.
Immediately
they're going to think the worst.
Immediately go to that. And listen, that is a reality. That can be a thing. But these anti-inflams, if they do the job that they think it will relieve him and possibly allow him to start, you know, throwing again, or at least put him in a place where he can throw. But this is kind of why you have to approach it the way they have, right? It's okay, cool. You slept on your shoulder wrong. Fine. We'll give it a day. Next day you come out and you're feeling the same way. Can you imagine if they would have said, "All right, let's wait another day"? Like at some point you have to then make the move, kind of spearheading it ahead of time.
Yeah.
That, you know, let's put you on the IL. Let's figure out what this is, and then we can kind of make the process go from there. And so, that is the news I have for
yeah, thanks,
everybody.
You, Tony. That's terrific news. I think my news that Olivia Dunn was in town was better news than that. But, you know, look, we both had to share. The other thing that the Michael King situation points out is something that when we say it, people don't really think it means that much. But what we say is you can never have too much pitching.
Yeah,
and you always think, no, we're good, right? We got King, we got Cease, we now have Pivetta, we've got Darvish coming back, we've got Waldron coming back, we've got Vasquez already. You know, that's 6-7 guys right there.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not, because
that's right.
King's not here, Darvish isn't here, Waldron's not ready. And now you're down to four, and that four includes Stephen Kolick, who's doing a nice job, but, you know, wasn't really part of your original plans. And you don't even have a fifth right now, Tony, unless you're going to give Kyle Hart another shot, and they haven't announced whether they're going to do that yet.
I have to say, you have to give people a break, right? Because it's hard to think of those things when everything is going good.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah,
like when
right,
everybody's
yeah.
healthy, you're not thinking about it, right? You're not even worried about somebody. But the moment they miss a start,
right,
it's like the antennas come up, right? And, you know, we knew, I think going in the spring or just before spring, right, there was like, well, okay, you got Cease, you got King, and then you're going to have to need another pitcher. So they get Pivetta, right? And then you still aren't sure that there's enough there, right? Because you know, Darvish is finished the year the way he did. So he starts spring training a little bit late. You got those three guys, though, and, you know, Vasquez is throwing the ball. Well, at the time, it was Kyle Hart fighting for that last spot in that rotation along with Kolick. And how it played out was they went with Hart. Everybody in the rotation was healthy. You know, obviously Hart went down, and they kind of went with a four-man there for a little bit because off days permitted it. And everybody was healthy running through that. No one missed a start, and they were winning games. And even when they weren't winning games, you didn't have to worry about health. And then, boom, all of a sudden one guy goes down, and all of a sudden now there's the much higher interest than you, Darvish. Well, where's you at? When is he coming?
Yeah, hurry up, you. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of goes back to the original point, where you always knew that the Padres were going to need some more arms at some point. You just didn't know where they were going to come from, if they were going to be a move, or if they were going to get some or bring up somebody from the minor leagues, however that was going to work. And so, yeah, they're in a spot right now where, you know, they're going to have to – they're going to have to, you know, figure out a way to kind of manage this next, what, 23 and 24 stretch here?
I think it's 26 and 27. And, 26 you know,
and 27?
I believe in the article in the paper today, Kevin Acey wrote straight up that the Padres, coming into this stretch, were originally planning to go with a six-man rotation over the next few weeks. I don't know if you had seen that, Tony.
I hadn't.
So, according to the story, again, I'm reading, you know, what he wrote today, was that the Padres were going to go with a six-man rotation. Well, that's completely been blown up at this point, because you don't have the arms to even think about doing that over the next 27 days, where there's 26 games. And we talked about how important these games are going to be, right? You're going to get the Dodgers, you're going to get the Giants, you're going to get the D-backs, so you're going to finally play within your own division. You'd like to be as healthy as possible, but you're not. And the only good news here is that the Dodgers aren't healthy either.
And that's good. I was just getting ready to say.
People forget this, about the rest of it out there. It's happening to everybody in a way.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's happening to everybody. This isn't a Padre-exclusive thing. I know you don't. Nobody really cares about the other teams, but everybody's going through something like this right now. And so I said this at the round table the other day. This is where you start to find out how teams are cut, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, no team generally is healthy the whole season. At some different points of the year, different guys have to step in for a little bit of time. And the Padres have had to do that already, you know, this year, you know, quite a bit. With when they were missing most of their offense. Now, this it comes down to the arms now. Can they fill that void as the arms are going through their first little bit of an injury streak here? Or injury bug, I guess you would say.
Sure. Yeah, well, the offense is going to be called upon a little bit. I think, you know, 5 or 6 runs is going to be, you know, a little nicer to have now. We might still win a couple games here, 2-1, 3-1, but... you know, you'd like to have a few more runs, give support. Now, tonight, Nick Pivetta's pitching. He's been lights out. Doesn't mean the game's already been the bag. It's certainly not. Mitch Keller will pitch for the Pirates. 6:40 is the start. We have Cease tomorrow, Vasquez on Sunday. And then the four-game series begins in San Francisco with Kolek and a question mark, which isn't on paper what you want starting the Giants series, because the Giants are starting with Logan Webb. And so, you know, they'll have their ace lined up for that first game, but can't look ahead to that quite yet. Got to get the Pirates here this weekend and take care of business, which is something the Padres have done this year. The Padres have played 25 games this year, Tony, against teams that are currently under 500. 25 games, and they're 20-5. So the Padres have done what you're supposed to do against the lower-level teams. And they were 20-4 until they lost to the Marlins on Wednesday. So it just goes to show, because the record is good, you still got to go out and win a ball game tonight. So we'll hope they can do that. David Morgan, the newest of the Padre relievers, is scheduled to be our guest in our Friar Friday segment today. I believe that will be coming up in our next segment. Stick around. We'll have a chance to meet him. We got a big five. We got our Friday countdown. We got all the good stuff as we roll along here and kick off the weekend here. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Frank in for Scraby today on San Diego's Numero Uno Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Sorry for those of you on...
that have to look at Frank's shirt.
That have to look at not only Frank's shirt, but independent of the break, me crunching on this apple.
Yeah.
As we came off onto the screen. So,
I know.
Nonetheless, Gwynn and Chris, real quick. I don't know if you guys saw the tweet by Dennis Lynn earlier this morning. This is not official. This is according to Dennis Lynn. The Padres are, reportedly going to select the contract of top relief prospect Bradley Rodriguez.
I did see this, yes, actually.
And so... just another little piece of news to pass on. That has not been officially put out there by the Padres. That is just according to the report, the tweet by Dennis Lynn.
And just so we're all on the same page, I saw a tweet today that said the Padres were bringing up Leo Dallas DeVries for the weekend series. I don't believe that's accurate. So, you got to go through this stuff with a watchful eye. You never know exactly where it's going
to
go.
No, I definitely had to double check
right.
before I did that. But nonetheless, that is kind of what we got. A few of the Pirates out now currently taking some BP. Padres, we talked about the record against teams that are below 500.
Yeah.
They don't have very many of those coming up here soon.
No, and they don't.
It is important that they take care of business here, because you do have, obviously the Giants coming up after that. You got a Milwaukee team that's playing a lot better. You got the Dodgers behind that for a four-game set. And so... and I believe Arizona right after that.
And then the Dodgers again.
Then the Dodgers again on the flip side.
It's a tough stretch, for sure.
You definitely got a tough stretch. You definitely want to be able to go out and continue to take care of business against against opponents that, have been below 500.
Right. And the thing is, Tony, we talk about it a lot, and I think the Padre naysayers will look at this differently than you and I do. The naysayers will point out that the Padres really aren't that good, because their record against winning teams at the moment, teams that have winning records, the Padres are just 11-15. But you and I will point out correctly that almost every team is only right around 500 against other winning teams.
Right.
And I can prove that by telling you the Dodgers are 10-9, the Cubs are 12-13 against winning teams. But successful teams, they tread water against the other good teams. And then they crush the bad teams. That's how you have a successful season. And that is what the Padres have done to this point. So hope they keep it up this weekend.
Still waiting on lineups. Keller, though.
Yep.
Mitch Keller. Nick Pivetta, though, will face off tonight. Mitch Keller had a good couple, the first couple innings against the Padres in Pittsburgh, and then they started to get after him a little bit.
He's a fair pitcher, though, Tony. I think you know that. And 3.66 ERA is legit. Plays for the Pirates, though, so he's 1-6.
Right. You know, he's collecting decisions. He's out there, but
he's out there.
He's...
They're just not helping him out too much. I did see before we're waiting for David Morgan to join us here in a minute or two. The business of the world of baseball, and you get this better than any of us. Today, the Marlins DFA'd, designated for assignment, the kid second baseman, Ronnie Simon, who made the errors the other night. And, you know, God, your heart goes out to the guy, honestly. He had a bad night, and apparently for now it's cost him his job. I mean, think about the kind of pressure. We don't see it, right? We just see you're in the big leagues, go have fun, play ball. But, man, you're trying to make your way to the majors, and then something like that happens, and you end up losing your job over it. I hope he gets another opportunity somewhere, and I imagine he will. It's too early in his career, but that's a bit of a sobering, you know, situation, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It is the business. All right. I think our Friar Friday guest is ready. Padre reliever David Morgan joins us here on Gwen and Chris on this Friar Friday. David, thank you for your time. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with you finally got some action out there, man. You came in. What was your pulse like at that time? Where was did you have any nerves? I'm sure you did, but just talk a little bit about what it felt like to get on that mound finally.
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of nerves, you know, going out there. Didn't really have enough time to think about it. You know, close game, right, in the eighth inning. Got to go out there and get two outs. So, you know, didn't think about myself too much. Just wanted to get two outs, help the team win. Obviously, you know, packed house, sold out stadium. It was pretty loud. But, yeah, that was a cool moment.
I was going to say, David, I mean, I don't care. You got to, even if you think you're a pretty cool customer, you know, running out there in a packed stadium like that, probably trying to remind yourself, you know, don't worry about it. I've done this a million times. I've pitched. I know how to, you know, step on the rubber. I look at the catcher. I get the sign. I throw the ball. But it's not the same, right? I mean, it's just, for at least for a moment, like you said, it's not the same.
Right. Yeah. No, there's definitely a pulse to it for sure.
David, you obviously, well, not obviously, it sounds like you grew up a Padre fan, enjoyed this team. I mean, what was the era that you were paying attention to as a Padre fan?
I mean, kind of all of it. But, you know, when I really look back on it, you know, early 2000s, you know, with Hoffman and PV, you know, those dudes were kind of my idols growing up. You know, I got to meet Hoffy, obviously, when I signed. And he reached out to me yesterday and texted me, sent me a pretty cool text. So it's pretty awesome to, you know, idolize those guys and now have those guys in my corner. But, yeah, that early 2000s team, and then obviously, you know, kind of what's been happening here, you know, later, you know, 2019, 2020, how this organization has gone and how cool it's been and you know, getting into the playoffs now. And, you know, obviously it's been a little bit different now. Team's grown a lot, and the stadium is loud and, you know, kind of paid attention to it all, though. You know, but that early 2000s team was pretty cool to me.
David Morgan is our guest. He's from Southern California, as Tony kind of alluded to, Mission Viejo. And you attended the famous... And if you haven't played like a college basketball preseason game against this school, you probably have never heard of them. Hope International University in Fullerton. And I bring this up, David, because I think young people who are growing up in the game think that they have to be on the biggest stage to get discovered. And I think people around baseball will always say, no matter where you are, they'll find you. And so I think you're a great example of that, right? You're at Hope University. Tell us how you know, you felt you were discovered and were able to get from there to here?
Yeah, it's been a wild journey. You know, I had aspirations to play at a big school, and I kind of thought that was my only way in here. But, you know, playing for Coach Altobelli at a junior college, he kind of showed me the path of what it was going to look like and who I needed to impress, and ended up going to an even smaller school than that. And my coaches there told me, hey, the reality of your situation is, you know, tougher than most, and you have a really good arm, so why don't you step on the mound and just, you know, give yourself a better shot. And started pitching a little bit, grew some interest in me there, and got invited out to Petco because of that, and then got a shot, and they ended up signing me as a pitcher. So the dream was always to be here as a shortstop, and obviously that changed a little bit.
We should have known you were also a shortstop. Every Padre is used to be a shortstop, I think.
Right, yeah. I mean, regardless of how I got here, it doesn't really matter. I'm still playing the game and still have a chance to, you know, play in the big leagues and, you know, help this team win. So regardless of how, you know, I'm still here.
David Morgan joins us here on Gwen and Chris. He has gotten a couple tastes of being on that big league mound. Let's talk a little bit about your pitching coach, Ruben Niebla. I mean, everybody seems to really enjoy being around him. For you personally, I know you've gotten to work with him a little bit in spring, obviously, and now you're getting to work side by side. What has been some things that you've been able to kind of take away from Ruben and apply some of the knowledge he's given you?
I think the biggest thing is just how competitive he is. You know, he's an animal. he's an awesome dude to work with. You know, doesn't give any handouts. You know, he is on top of it every single day. And, you know, he watches my throwing program and my touch and feels before games. And, you know, gives me a little feedback here and there. Obviously, being new, he didn't want to change too much right out the gates, but, you know, I'm sure as I keep throwing, you know, he'll have more stuff for me. But I think the biggest thing is just how competitive he is and how much he wants to win.
David Morgan is with us. How is your welcome to the Padre bullpen? How do those guys bring a new pitcher into the fold out there? Are there any? Do they didn't pull any pranks on you, or would they? That you could share.
No pranks.
Okay, good. But how was that?
Some of the starters kind of played around with me a little bit my
Uh-oh.
First time up here, but nothing too much. The bullpen's been very, very welcoming. You know, obviously, you know, you get to this stage and, you know, nothing but congratulations for me and, you know, welcome me in with open arms, and they want to see me succeed, because if I'm out there succeeding, then we're winning. So, yeah, no pranks from the bullpen, a little bit from the starters, but nothing too bad.
Do you have a pair of City Connect shoes yet?
Not shoes, no.
Not shoes. All right. Well, what do you? You have a glove?
City Connect.
I had like a mint colored glove.
Okay.
You know, like from 44 from a while ago. I don't know if I have it with me anymore. But no, nothing.
You better go home and get it, David. You might need it tonight, Friday night.
Yeah.
Have your parents and family been able to see you yet and experience some of this with you?
Yeah. They've been at the games. I've been getting them into the family section. They've been able to come down on the field after games and stuff. So got to celebrate with them after I debuted. And yeah, that was really cool to see all my friends and family out here supporting.
Well, David, off to a good start, man. We've enjoyed watching you so far. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way. We know you got to get out of here. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Right on, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. David Morgan, Padres relief pitcher, young relief pitcher, making his debut a few days ago and, you know, gave up a tough run, but then came back and punched out the side thereafter.
Yes, he did. So, yeah, this guy had a 19 strikeout, one walk ratio in the minors this year.
And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know until his first pitch that he was throwing that hard.
Right, I mean, 95 to a hundo.
He's running it up there.
And it's also nice to know, which I don't think anybody listening even knew until we just interviewed him. But if Xander Bogaerts goes down, Jake Cronenworth goes down, Fernando goes down, Jackson Merrill goes down, Manny Machado goes down, And everybody else who plays shortstop goes down. We always got David Morgan, apparently. So he's another shortstop on this roster.
That's, there it is. That's all right, crazy. Let's get to break. Where are we going after this? Frank?
Mike Schilt was on the morning show today. We
got
to get
some
updates.
He has some updates for us.
Yes,
let's get to it. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Very good. David Morgan there. Our Friar Friday interview. Nice to meet that young man. And I think a pretty good start. Get the striking out the side there. After the home run. I mean, you know, bouncing back, Tony, that's an important part of pitching. I know people are going to say, well, he gave up the home run. Yeah, he did, but he got it right back together, and that's a good sign right then and there. So
he had to, I mean, that's a, you know, you see those type of innings can crumble on a young guy real quick, and he didn't allow that to happen.
Well done, and we'll chit-chat about that a little bit. Make sure you don't miss the manager's report Friday mornings, 9 a.m. on Ben and Woods, the manager report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And speaking of that, we'll have some stuff from Mike Schilt's interview this morning with Ben and Woods in just a second. But Tony, it's not my all-time favorite thing to do, but yeah. I think I need to take a minute here. We lost two people in the last few days here. One very close to you and I, a guy that I played ball with back at San Diego State, great friend of your father's, Ken Davis passed earlier this week, and he when they had the celebration of life for your dad at Petco Park, Ken Davis, I was sitting with your mother during that ceremony. So, I mean, you talk about a close family friend. He and I actually roomed together for an entire year. I think it was my junior year at San Diego State after playing baseball together for a couple of years. Just an unbelievable guy, selfless guy, always smiling and laughing and doing what he could and there for anybody at any time, Tony. And I know, I mean, I was really saddened by this one.
Yeah, this one hit me pretty good, too. My mom called me on it, and she was pretty distraught about it. And she had actually, you know, got a chance to see him. It was very abrupt and fast, his illness. And he went from, you know, walking in a hallway to being, you know, basically in bed rest. And it was a tough couple of days. Prayers to the Davis family. Kenny was my dad's best. Like, my dad didn't have very many, like, friends that he hung out with a lot. But Kenny was at every one of, I think, Thanksgiving. You know, he was there every year. And the few times my dad did have somebody over for a Super Bowl or something like that, it was always Kenny. So, yeah, man, it was a tough week. Last week for us, for sure.
Yeah, Kenny was a great guy to like I said, to be around. I know that he
Good
and
man.
Your dad roomed together down there the first couple of years Kenny was in school. There was, I think, two other guys who lived there who were from Eugene, Oregon as well. And then your dad was kind of the fourth guy. But Kenny just befriended them. And then after your dad got drafted, Kenny ended up hooking up with myself, and we lived over here in La Mesa for a while. So, yeah, really saddened by this. And then, you know, so, yes, all the best. And he was just, you know, way too young, man, in his, you know, just early 60s. Shouldn't happen. But, and as sad as that is, even sadder, Tony, found out today, 40 years old, Greg Nassen. He was a video coordinator for the San Diego State Athletic Department. And he worked there, you know, shooting, we in a video, shooting all the football practices, all the games, putting all the videos together for San Diego State sports, not just football. I got to know him a little bit when we traveled back when I was broadcasting with Ted Leitner several years ago. I got to know Greg a little bit, not a lot, but really saddened to hear he passed after a battle with cancer. And again, 40 years old, just not right.
No.
John David Wicker, many others talking about extolling the greatness of this young man, including Rocky Long, who was quoted as saying that Greg was a great team member. He had what every team needs, work ethic, optimism, belief, and the willingness to do whatever he could to help us win. Greg will be missed, and there's no question. So, again, there's going to be a celebration for life for Greg in July. And our thoughts from this program, and I know everybody at San Diego State, go out to his mother and father, two brothers, one sister. And he was a raised right here in San Diego, went to Mira Mesa High. So very sad. And I hate to, you know, I don't want to bring everybody down, but we need to take a moment to appreciate some of these people.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
They're friends of ours, and I'm going to always do that. So, you know, sorry to have to pass any along that information to anybody who did not know it. All right. Boy, that's kind of tough to go from that to Mike Schilt telling us that Michael King is still on the mend. Puts it into a little better perspective, I hope. But yes, Mike Schilt, rather, was on with Ben and Woods this morning. And here is what he did say on the update about the ace of the Padres staff, Michael King.
With Michael, you know, we've been able to rule out a couple of things which are really positive. Nothing structurally in the shoulder, you know, cuff, cap, rotator, any of that. Everything's strong. stable, so that's really positive. Nothing circular, which is also very, very positive. And what they've been able to diagnose is you know, there's some compression on a nerve that needs to relax a little bit. And when it does, he's going to be ready to go. The timing of that, they're just, you know, that could be a short period of time. He is showing like some slight moderate improvement. But it's more of a time thing. And, but yeah, the medical group, which does a great job, has her arm around, you know, arms around it and then specified what it is. And now it's a matter of, you know, getting it to where it is no longer bothersome for Michael.
Tony, you said earlier that Kevin Acey reported, and kind of piggybacking off of what Mike Schilt said, that, it, you know, hopefully it'll be sooner, but it could be lingering. And, you know, yeah. I know people are going to reach their own conclusions out there, and the naysayers, of which, you know, Scraby would be if he were here, would tell you, ah, well, then I'm sure he'll be out till the All-Star break, because the Padres never really tell us what the deal is. So, you know, if you want to think those conspiracies, go ahead. I'm pretty sure the Padres want to get Michael King back as soon as he's going to be able to pitch, Tony. I don't believe they're sitting there going, yeah, he's probably going to be out till the All-Star break, and we're not going to even think about it. I mean, the All-Star break's 6 more weeks away, so let's hope that's not the case for sure here.
Yeah. No, I think Kevin has to kind of give you a short time frame and the longest time frame on that. And so that's just what it is. It could be the beginning. It could be the middle. It could be the first quarter. Whatever it is, they're going to try to figure it out before he gets back on the mound and starts throwing again. Listen, you're going to need him in that back half probably as much as you're going to need him right now.
Yes, I think the tendency is going to be for everybody to think with all these games coming up against the Dodgers and the, you know, Giants, that we got to get him back. Well, guess what? There's going to be a whole other round of games against the Dodgers and the Giants. They're going to be just as important, if not more so, later in the year. You don't want him missing that. So try to keep that in perspective going forward. Yu Darvish, if he could return, that would be huge. But I don't know that that's looking all that great either. Here's Mike Schilt said about Darvish today to Ben and Woods.
He is progressing, arms moving. You know, he's been able to play more aggressive catch. Just recovery with you. Yep. I mean, he went out for the rehab and threw the ball really well. Ball came out, velocity good, pitch is sharp. Just a matter of, you know, the ability to do it every 5 or 6 days. And you know, that's the key to all this. And so he's feeling better. He's in good spirits. He's playing, like I say, more aggressive catch, recovering better. And we'll just see how he progresses from all of this.
And the thing, go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
I was going to say the part that I think is important is the recover part, right? It's nothing, it seems like, for him to go out and have the outing, but maybe it's not, the recovery isn't within the time frame that they needed. Even if you go six man, you know, five, if you had enough guys to go six man, maybe that 5-day rest period is not enough for him right now. And so I think he said at the end there that he is starting to recover a little bit better, meaning in less time. But, you know, I think ultimately you is the one that's going to be dictating when it's time for him to go out there and pitch.
That's what I was going to say when I turned it over to you. I was going to say, is he's going to decide mostly.
It's going to be completely on him. He knows. I think what we know is that for a guy like you, guys like AJ, guys like Mike, trust him to let them know when he's ready to go.
Yeah.
I just actually witnessed him out here throwing a flat ground. So there's that.
Well, tell him to hurry up. Even though he's gonna decide.
I'll let you tell him that. How about that?
I don't know how to say it in Japanese, Tony, so I'm gonna have to leave it up to somebody who knows this better than I do. So look, I mean, we talked about it. The Padres are gonna have to soldier on here. With Pivetta and with Cease and with Kolek and Vasquez and whatever else, you know, they're going to throw. And, like, the Dodgers aren't going to feel sorry for you because they've got Blake Snell and Tyler Glass now. You know, they've got their share of guys and all their relievers, too, Trinan and Evan Phillips, and on right. and on that goes. So, you know, everybody has to deal with it. The good teams find a way to get through it, and hopefully the Padres will. There was something that happened the other day, and we just had David Morgan on, and maybe we should have asked him, but I didn't think of it when we had him on. When Lopez hit the home run off of David Morgan to tie the game on Wednesday, did you see the runner at second base, who I believe was Ramirez, the leadoff hitter, he took his left arm and he stuck it straight out.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that was a sign, a signal to Lopez or what, but it was asked of Mike Schilt today about how the Padres go about dealing with this kind of thing if it is indeed happening.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to unpack here, but just in And specifically, yes, we pay attention to it.
Sure. Yeah, I have no doubt.
We have a guy that's in charge of looking at all of that on both sides of the ball. It is rampant along the league. There's every team, some more than others, have overlays. And, I mean, it's, you know, using the technologies as much as possible for all of that. I don't think I need to see your screensaver or whatever you got, but I feel like, yes, but if you paid attention to a lot of the series and you looked at that like we do consistently, there was a couple guys just kept their left arm up the whole time. And, you know, they're just settled in this of like, I don't think that was anything personally. Yeah. I mean, David Morgan's been in the league about, you know, half a minute. And so, He's thrown six pitches or so before that game. Maybe they did have something. I don't know.
It just takes one, I guess, but, right?
And maybe they got something from AAA. I mean, that's, you know, we do our own internal audit, feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
We watched it. Some of it's just gamesmanship. Some of it's just quirkiness with certain runners that we saw that was consistent regardless of pitch. So, yeah, we were on top of it. If you want to isolate, which – I believe a lot of people do, and that's okay to isolate, you know, this move or that guy doing it and then the cause and effect for that, but they don't see the total picture of how it works. And, you know, yeah, you can take it out of context and I'm pretty sure that happens.
All right, there you have
it. I said the same thing. Woods asked me about this after the round table, and I told him that's – as obvious as my man Bailey was for the Giants when he got caught, when Pivetta was out there, that was beyond obvious. Like, my man Ramirez was holding his arm up the whole time.
Yes.
I don't think that was that one. That one wasn't anything. And as he said, there was, I mean, six pitches into his career, or they had something from the minor leagues, which I'm not seeing.
So you're thinking that he put the arm out there to balance himself or to give the illusion that he was trying to steal
something? You can go back to the 80s. Guys have been putting their arm up like that, kind of like feeling for the second baseman that's coming in. I mean, that's something that used to happen all the time, and it wasn't necessarily relaying signs. Relaying signs is You don't necessarily need to use your arm, and that's what I'm saying. Bailey was using his looks where he was looking to identify what the pitch was. It's not going to be, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down from second base most of the time.
That is, I was amazed at the Bailey thing because I didn't even know what was going on that Giant game.
Yeah,
and Ruben came out and talked to Pivetta, and it seemed like, I just remember remarking, this is a weird visit, you know, and nothing's really going on, and he's running out there. And then when Pivetta struck out the hitter and then screamed at Bailey as he's running off the field, I went, oh, something's happening here.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really impressive that the Padres were, like, all over it.
But that's the thing, is that in those dugouts, everybody is watching everything.
Yeah.
And I know they're talking about, you know, Mike was talking about they have guys that watch. Players are already examining a lot of that stuff as it's happening in real time.
Have you ever, in any league, in any organized ball, been given the pitches by anybody, you personally?
Yes, for sure.
And this is silly to compare anything you've ever done to a Sunday beer league game that I used to play in. But we played one day, and it was a doubleheader. Like 18 innings, like one of those Sundays where we're out at the ballpark for 12 hours. And the catcher on the other team was just basically making it obvious by flashing a one or a two, you know, the sign. And our first base coach, the kid who was, you know, doing that, could see it. And he came in and he told us, he goes, if I tell you to, you know, fire away or, you know, swing freely or anything with an F, it's a fastball. And if I say, come on, or anything like that, it's going to be a curveball because I can see it. And I'm telling you, Tony, even me went like 5 for 5 with 5 doubles. It's really nice to know.
It's amazing how much better of a hitter you are when you know exactly what's coming.
Incredible difference. For people out there who think, well, what's the big deal? It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal.
So, all right. We'll keep an eye on all of that stuff tonight. Do we get a lineup in yet?
We do got a lineup. You guys want it?
Yeah, let's have a little lineup here. I want to see who's in.
Before I have to head out, I'll give it to you.
Give it to us.
Padres will lead off with Fernando Tatis Jr. in right. Luis Arraez at first. Manny Machado at third. Jackson Merrill patrol in center field. Gavin Sheets is your designated hitter. Xander Bogaerts, Jake Cronenworth. Tyler Wade in left. And Elias Diaz at batting ninth. Same lineup as the last game the Padres played.
All right. And the Pirates lineup is out as well. O'Neill
Cruz. You guys want that one too?
I just like O'Neill Cruz. That guy, what do you think of him, Tony?
If I was playing
first base, I would back up because he hits the ball hard.
He hits the ball really hard. I know he's struggling a little bit right now, but I was impressed with him. The Padres in the last series, like, clearly picked him out as like, this is a dude we're not letting.
No.
Not letting. And he took his walks. He played a good center field. I was really impressed with O'Neill Cruz. I know, as I said, I know he's struggling a little bit right now, but I think this dude's got a chance to be like one of the dudes in this league.
For sure. And just a quick note on the Pirates lineup to all of you fans who remember the greatness of Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham. They're both in the Pirate lineup tonight. All right, Tony. We'll see you down at the ballpark. I'm heading down there a little later, so enjoy your preparation, and we'll see you. Frank and I will continue with more Gwen and Chris on 97.3
See you guys.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.